Been a lifelong resident of Valley City, grew up here, went to Valley City State and got my business degree here. I left Valley City for 5 years to pursue a management career and then came back, and I think leaving gave me a great perspective of what Valley City has to offer. I would really encourage young people to probably get out and see the world a little bit and then come back to Valley. It makes really a huge difference. Parents are here, my children are here, sisters, aunts, uncles, so got a lot of personal ties. I've been with Wells Fargo the bank for 13 years, very proud of that. And then, of course, I've volunteered a lot in the community. I've been a part of the V500 down at the college, was a part of Optimus at one time, coached for my kids in soccer and whatnot, so had some experience doing that, active at Our Savior's Church. I guess one of the things that is really important to me is just to be visible and be out there. I think when you get to meet so many different groups of people, it brings a better awareness of what the people truly want, because I want to listen to people, what they have to say, and really take it to heart. I'm not naive, because I'm not going to be able to solve the world's problems, I'll tell you that right now. And if people come to me and there is an issue that can't be taken care of, I'm going to do my best on behalf of the commission to give them some good answers. Because really, if you know what's going on, I think you have a better feel about the city and the decisions made. That's really what I'm about. So
I guess first, Ross, I'd ask you, why do you want to serve on the City Commission?
Number one reason is my passion for Valley City. I'm really proud of Valley City. When people ask you where you're from, and I say Valley City, some people know and some don't, and I brag it up for all we're worth. So that would be the first thing. Another thing is I really am encouraged by what the City Commission is currently doing and how they are running the city, so I want to be a part of that. Also, as a part of my personality, outgoing and analytical, I really feel that I could do a good job in regards to listening to the people and at the same time being able to gather information and make good sound decisions.
You've touched on some of your background, but what specifically has prepared you to serve on the commission?
Third term with the Valley City Park District, and how I can equate that to this job is I think it's a smaller version of how a city operates, because we're dealing with budgets, enhancements to the city, listening to our patrons and citizens. So that, I think, the past 9 years have prepared me for that. I look back to my education. I also went to the University of Mary, have my master's in business, so you know I've got some further experience in that field. Basically, when I was in charge of Walmart for 5 years, I've got a lot of people skills that I got from that. You derive a lot of information from people when you have a lot of diverse crowds, and I was in 5 different cities. It was an expectation of Walmart to move around, and part of that was to get perspective and understand large communities and small communities and different needs. Lastly, my job. Proud to be a banker and now a branch manager. I see a lot of people, meet a lot of people, understand a lot of different circumstances, and then on top of it, the financial aspect, understanding numbers.
Is Valley City heading in the right direction, and why or why not?
That's an easy question. I think Valley City is heading in the right direction because of the positivity the commissioners and mayor have brought. I think they've shed a new light in regards to if there's questions, they're really open and honest and can give good answers. You know, over the course of the past couple of years, there's been a lot of things going on in Valley City. You know, you have $40 million worth of new construction permits and whatnot. You've seen what we've done with Wintershall Road in regards to enhancing businesses and adding businesses to town. Just the nature of Valley City and the diverse employment field, from medical to manufacturing. We have a lot of opportunity for growth. Very proud of the school system too. Christy Brandt was just named the principal of the year for, I believe it's Division 8. VCSU has won numerous awards over the years, and I, you know, like I said, had volunteered for them, went to school here, so very proud with those aspects.
How can you contribute to building a shared vision among the City Commission, the administration, and city employees?
You know, the shared vision, I just really think communication is a top priority. I'm really enthusiastic about how Valley City, whether it's the city or the schools, use social media to get the word out. I think we're very informative. I think we're upbeat and positive. So that influence is huge. The papers, radio, local internet here also is very informative. So I think communication is terrific. When you talk about administration and the commission, I think once again, utilizing your resources. I've not served on the commission before, so we have some new commissioners I can learn from. And the staff at the city has been around for quite some while, so that's an excellent resource to fall back on. So, you know, I'm very proud to do that. In regards to city issues and employees, of course, you know, I'm not going to proclaim to be an expert. Wade Hesch in the water department, I'll probably lean on him. If they have questions or anything like that, or if there's issues, I'm not going to pretend to know stuff. I'm going to go to him. You got Marshall Semph, he's on the electrical crew. He's an expert. So you don't have to be a know-it-all. You just have to know how to use your resources and the important people to answer questions.
How can we strengthen the sense of community in Valley City and Barnes County?
In regards to strengthening the community, I think the chamber does a terrific job, and I feel the school systems do in regards to, once again, communication. If you look at what Valley City has to offer, it's kind of funny when you hear people say there's nothing to do in Valley City, because all you have to do is pick up the chamber news event, and they have a laundry list of stuff that happen daily and weekly that people can participate in, and it covers a vast majority of things. And so talking like the Wellness Center, for instance, I used to be a member at down at the Rec Center, and I can tell you our membership is way more diverse now at the Wellness Center because it caters to so many different needs. It's really encouraging to see families go out there. I see a lot of single parents there because there's a place where their kids can go and hang out, either daycare or in a little fun center. I see elementary kids there after school, and they have a safe place to go, and it's all about just getting that word out there. Phil.
What is your vision for Valley City, and where do you see Valley City in, say, 5 or 10 years?
What I see for Valley City is continuous growth. Like I said, we've got many different industries. You've seen different housing complexes come up. I think we're going to offer more housing that is affordable, and I hope to see that expansion keep families. Some of the deals with families coming to town is they're in really nice positions. They promote out and leave. I'd rather see them stay and have other opportunities to bring families in. Right now, I believe we're at about 6,800 people. I'd like to see over the course of the next 5 years push that 8,500, 9,000 population because we have a lot to offer.
The man that once held your office resigned as a result of intimidation from certain members of the community. There are certain members of the community who call themselves watchdogs, shall we say. Are you prepared to handle this type of intimidation and this type of environment from just a few people in the community who can make it rough?
I am prepared. I guess, you know, I thought of the many different circumstances in regards to taking this position, and that one weighed heavily, to be quite honest, because I know it could be a challenge for myself and my family. I know of different occasions where they have made life tough for different people. However, I guess what I plan on doing is using common sense, courtesy, and collaboration. I want to be sure to use my resources in regards to looking out for help in regards to just, hey, what do I do in this circumstance? What are your experiences with that? A lot of stuff, and I get this from my job, you simply gotta leave at work at night. You can't carry it on with you. And so I know I'm mentally prepared for that part of it. I know I will also be probably surprised and shocked by a few things, but I truly believe at the end of the day, I do have capacity to handle it.
How do you support economic development? What do you think the city's role should be with?
Definitely support it. You have to, especially now with the businesses we have in town, especially our downtown. We need to help them and encourage them, and it takes money. For a lot of the startup businesses, that's not always possible. I do believe in taxes because stuff has to be paid for and things also have to be improved, and that kind of growth is what will further bring people to Valley City. So I'm all for it, and I think people, once they get that sense of pride in what they've created and seeing where their taxpayer dollars go, it's not just a bill, it's pride.